We will get Jake back up on the line very, very shortly, but he is a Ballarat boy, as I said. But 605 metres gained, Dal, he's become a very important player for that back six.
Yeah, he's the man they want to have the ball in his hands. He's one of the really composed ball users, and I love seeing that in the modern game where the pressure's coming from everywhere. 360-degree pressure. He's always composed. The game goes at his pace, and those players are invaluable. I love the way that he's going about his footy. I think if he's not the most improved player in the league, and I mean this honestly, he'd be in the top five. He's had a fantastic year, and the influence that he has on that midfield half-back line is enormous.
Well, he would have just heard that. Now that we've fixed up the glitches in the system, he would have heard Dal's glowing recommendation of his season.
Didn't
as we
he
say,
listening.
He is a Ballarat boy, so this is a special day for him as well. Jake, thanks for being with us here on AFL Nation, and congratulations. That had all the feel of a mini-final last night.
Yeah, thanks very much, guys. Thanks for the kind words too, Dal. well, no, absolutely. It was, incredible win last night. As you guys know, to play away from home against arguably the best team in the competition and to put out a performance like that was, was really good and certainly give the guys great confidence going into finals.
Jake, Glenn McFarlane here, mate. Well played last night. Just wanted to ask you where you were when Buddy took the run and tell us your description of what we all sat back and just shook our heads at again.
I was actually on the bench at the time, so I seen him stream past me on the wing, which is, obviously unbelievable and a bit of deja vu for some people, I suppose, with what happened a few years ago. And, he's just an incredible player. And it's, for me, it's just great to have him on our team and see him up the other end and not having to defend on him. And, he's such a good player and, he does that week in, week out.
Are you amazed at still of some of the stuff that Buddy does? We sit back here and we're watching it on TV like, wow, like we're privileged to watch it. Do you do that at training? Like, or you just go, okay, there's just Buddy being Buddy again?
No, you do. You've got to kick yourself, I suppose. He's he's just one of those players. He can turn a game around off his own boot and, to be out there and run out alongside him, it's pretty special.
Jake, Adam Cooney, well done last night. 20 kicks, only 3 handballs. Are you now officially the designated kicker off the back half of the Swans?
It's certainly my role in the team, myself along with Jared McVay, but I just try and set our team up offensively, and I guess with a few kick-ins as well, we just try and hit those targets and create our ball movement off the back half. And I was fortunate enough to get a few kicks last night with the wet weather, I suppose. Just getting on the boot, getting it forward, that was sort of the role.
Jake, tough question to ask, but coaches aren't allowed to talk about free kick counts. did you get a feel through the game that you weren't getting quite the rub of the green? And how much of an impact does crowds have on free kicks, do you think?
I'm not sure players are allowed to speak about it either, to be honest.
You can, you just pay 10 grand afterwards.
Yeah. Jack will pay the fine. No, just nah, look, with that, do you notice that it is can sometimes be a crowd thing?
Well, it is tough. It's obviously such a tough job for the umpires, but, we respect the decisions they make and, we can't do anything about it. At times you're unsure of what's going to happen and I guess it's pretty tough for them, but, we'll take it as it is and, we move on. We're just happy we got the win last night and that's the main thing.
Sydney Swans star Jake Lloyd chatting to us on AFL Nation.
Jake, I want to take you back to the round 6 loss or post the round 6 loss against the Blues, the MCG. Mills was targeted that game. Is it true or was something said post that game where you weren't going to tolerate or put up with, and I'm talking about the physicality and the niggle. I reckon I've seen a difference in the Swans for the last 15-odd weeks. Very niggly, verbal, instigating, post a goal or going back to the centre square. Was that a conscious decision?
Yeah, it was. We certainly had to change something. We were playing pretty ordinary football at the time and I guess we're being pushed around, we're being shoved around, dictated to, and we couldn't tolerate that anymore. And from then we made a stance. We had to get back to the basics of being hard and contested in the footy, at the footy, and I guess when you're doing that, you're putting the pressure on the opposition, and I guess you're dictating to them the way we're going to go about it. And certainly since then it's changed, and the results have come from that.
Who verbalised that within? Was it within the playing group? Was it Horse? And then who picks the target from the opposition each week?
It's not so much a target each week, but obviously the leader's got such a great leadership group, and they knew something had to change, and obviously Josh Kennedy as captain, his first year, has made such a huge call, got the players together, and really obviously wanted to make a change, and we had to at the time, or else the season was done. And those guys come forward and really, I guess, set out a roadmap of where we're going to go about it moving forward, and that's what we've been doing week in, week out.
Your team has been playing some unbelievable footy over the last 13 or 14 weeks. Looks like you'll finish possibly in the top four now. Look at your thoughts on the week off leading into the finals. As I said, been playing great footy. Does that buy halt that momentum that you guys have got, or do you look forward to having the week off leading into the finals?
Personally, I'd be happy to go straight into finals. I mean, it's probably different for each player. I know there's a few guys in our team that'll probably enjoy a week off to rest the bodies up, but we obviously can't do anything about it. We've got to do that, have the week off. But, you know, if I guess you win that qualifying final, you may only play one game in 3 weeks, so it's important that, you know, your training standards are high. You know, you get a lot out of those sessions because you don't play a lot of footy, I suppose, if you win those first finals.
Jake, can you give us a little bit of insight on Tom Papley and why people continue to punch him? What is he doing?
Have a look at him, mate. He's a little meatball. Look, he's such a ferocious player. He attacks the footy hard, and you know, he gets forward and kicks goals. So for a defender, he's a tough player to play on, and you know, he plays on the edge, and you know, he's a great teammate. So.
Jake, it's been fantastic to watch your team go from 0-6 to be arguably the hottest team in footy. Congratulations on everything so far, and good luck in September.
No worries, guys. Thanks very much.
Jake Lloyd, North Ballarat boy, joining us from the Sydney Swans here, all for the TAC.